of my conscience.
It's Saturday, August 6th in this 2022 year. And if it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman Emeritus Don Brown, coming to you live at the Farmer's Market from the mobile offices of former Alderman Don Brown. And I got my good friend Connor back at the 217 Wisconsin Avenue, the official office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as Walk Radio Studios there in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette tradition here in the Shaw. And I have a very special guest who was actually my next-door neighbor at last week's Farmer's Market. Waukesha, please say good morning to Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Joe.
And we got Johnny Watermelon here.
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great, Johnny. Always great when you're here.
Thank you.
So, but it's a treat for us because we had a lot of time to prepare for this interview with Joe because he was here last week. What were you doing here last week, Joe?
Last week we were out we'll be out at the farmer's market here once a month.
Are you growing tomatoes over there at the station?
We're trying every once in a while to have a little something good over there. But we're out at the farmer's market talking about hands-only CPR, a very important thing in our community when somebody is suffering a sudden cardiac event. That somebody, a neighbor, or anybody can step up and help save that life.
That sounds great. Yeah, and that's a great service. And you probably do that at the schools and at other different organizations places.
We're out at the schools. Any place we get an opportunity to talk about, you know, not only life safety measures such as hands-only CPR, but fire safety and helping making good lifestyle choices.
So. Sounds great. Well, and it's also great at the farmer's market to have you right across the street with the fire station
in case
something happens here. But
provide a nice occasional show interruption, and we can hear the sirens go by. And
Yeah. So, hey, I want to thank Johnny for getting me coffee from. I didn't realize Katrina Cafe has a stand here. We know it's Mayor Sean Riley's favorite cafe, or one of them, the favorite new cafe, I should say. He likes them all. I know Sarah Rodriguez was talking about them, and it's a great story because they're Carroll graduates that wanted to support the, you know, that stay in Waukesha. They love it here, and they started a great little business, and now they're right behind us here. So great to see Katrina Cafe. What was her name? Fernanda? Was that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Does a great job.
Yep.
And so the reason I mentioned is, Joe, you were there last week, and at some other cafe, you were handing some sleeves out. Tell us about that.
Yes, this last week, our Fire Prevention Bureau was out handing out coffee sleeves for all of our downtown coffee shops to hand out that spotlight an app called Pulse Point. Pulse Point is an app that's a crowdsourcing app that in the event that somebody is having a sudden cardiac arrest, that your phone, if you're willing to give CPR, will alert your phone and notify you where a neighbor of yours needs CPR in a public space. And then you can come out. The app also has the capability of notifying you where an AED, an automatic external defibrillator, is in our community. And between the combination of what you have in resources, you can help us save a life. Time after time again, if you're, you know, like, obviously I pay a lot more attention to it, but you see, the most important thing that can happen is one neighbor helping another neighbor when they have this sudden cardiac event. You know, those that know Norm from our downtown farmers market and Martha Merrill, Norm is a survivor 100% because neighbors stepped up and helped him when he was having a sudden cardiac event and ended up saving his life.
Wow, that's a great story. Very neat.
Joe, do you mind if I chime in here? I want to ask you a quick question. Let's say that, you know, you're just walking down the sidewalk here and you see someone under duress. What are the things you should immediately do to help that situation? What do you do from a safety and a help perspective?
Number one, most important thing you can do is call 911.
Okay.
You know, absolutely.
911.
Yep. Get the resources coming. Get the fire department coming. You know, if it's the law enforcement a matter, getting our friends in blue out to help. Then next thing is to kind of check in with the person. Make contact with them to figure out if they're not able to talk, they're not able to respond to you, then what it's really indicating is it's time to begin CPR. And now we've gone to, you know, many of you, my listeners probably did a CPR class in grade school or high school. You know, CPR now has kind of morphed into more of a hands-only aspect. We're doing less respirations into the person's mouth because we, you know, it is what it is. You know, people don't necessarily are a little more intimidated by putting their mouth onto somebody else's mouth if they don't have the proper barrier to put in between.
Sure.
But truly, you have enough oxygen in your blood that if you keep the heart pumping, pumping through hands-only CPR, compression, good compressions. It'll keep the oxygen and keep your brain oxygenated, keep the rest of your body oxygenated, and that's what's going to make a difference and truly produce the best survival rates.
Joe, what are the two songs that you mentioned last week about when you're doing the CPR mention?
So, you know, Staying Alive is a great song to remember. You want to do compression, the beat of Staying Alive. Or for some of our younger listeners, you know, Baby Shark is another one that always make you remember. That's that same beat, about 100 beats per minute, making it happen, and, you know, giving good compression. About one, depending on the size of the person, usually about an inch to inch and a half. You may hear somebody's somebody's ribs break. Remember, a broken rib is a lot better than a death.
So, Joe, you had a busy night last night, although maybe not so busy based on the turnout. Tell us about that.
Our department was up, got some assistance. We're part of the protection element for the event up at the fairgrounds. Took care of a few members of our community, and you know, pretty hot day yesterday.
Yeah. So were there some people that were you know, we're talking about for the Trump rally that was yesterday.
Yes. It was kind of a long, drawn out event.
Okay.
And some of those individuals weren't the best prepared.
I heard people got there early. Yeah.
Yes. So, ended up treating a number of people. We partnered up with Bell Ambulance Service, so great resource in our community.
Yeah.
That was out there running some first aid tents, and then we had some resources out there in the event that somebody needed transport.
And you were rubbing shoulders with the Secret Service, too.
We spent some time with our friends in the federal government, Secret Service element that was there to protect the former president, and then also State Patrol and County Sheriff. The fairgrounds is actually, police protection at the fairgrounds is that of the county.
So you got to coordinate with those folks.
Busy day.
Well, how's the rest of the summer been for you?
Been fantastic. I can't say it enough. We've had a lot of great opportunities. The fire department is always looking for, you know, we stop out at block parties. We stop out at different events in our community, pushing our message of fire and life safety. You know, we can't say enough about we're committed to saving lives and protecting property, and we want to be good neighbors. We want to be the great neighbors we are. We stop out. If you're having a block party, you're having an event, we'd be happy to get in contact with our fire prevention bureau.
You guys came to my daughter's graduation party.
Yes.
So that's fantastic.
Come out.
They put on a great show for the kids.
Yes. We have a lot of fun. We'll leave a little something. We'll leave a couple little messages along the way and have a little fun in the process.
Yeah. Connor, how are we doing on time, friend?
We got about 5 minutes left.
Hey, that's perfect. So, Joe, tell us, what's a typical day like for firefighters?
Your local Waukesha firefighters, they report into work. We start our shift every day at 8 o'clock in the morning, but you'll see most of our people arrive plenty early. It's kind of always been a tradition in the fire service that you show up early so that your relief gets to go home early so that you get to go back home to your family. So we'll start every day at 8 o'clock in the morning. Most days we start with a teleconference that connects all of our stations together, kind of lays out the day, the order of the day. That happens, and then after that, they're checking their rigs. They're making sure that we're ready. Most days have some kind of training topic on them, either whether it be getting us better prepared to respond to medical events or fires or even our special operations, events that we do are responsible for. And then, you know, throughout the day, we break bread every day around lunchtime.
Yeah, sure.
And we certainly enjoy our time together as citizens. All of our firefighters pool their money together. They head out. You'll probably see them at the grocery store when you're out and about in the community.
Yeah.
Shopping local. We'll probably even be over here today picking up a couple things for our friends at the farmers market.
Sure, sure. So they're not just sitting around waiting for a fire.
No. Every day there's something to do. We stay pretty busy throughout the day.
They're not sitting in a squad car eating donuts like another branch. Service.
Our good law enforcement,
Chief Thompson, if you're listening, you know, I'm only joking.
These guys work hard, man. That's a stressful
thing. We have a wonderful law enforcement team, and you guys partner together very
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
There's none of these little grudges that exist in other communities between police and fire.
We got to start being a lot nicer to them because they got a lot taller players and a little better basketball players. So they kept on beating us.
Each other basketball,
So
any chance football could be a possibility?
Maybe, always a possibility.
Flag football, So terrific. Yeah, no, I was talking to Chief Howard and Chief Thompson. It was the night when the First Lady was in town, and we were all like kind of in this one room waiting our turn to meet. And I told him about 1 year, you know, because of COVID, a lot of games got canceled. So what North and South were able to do was put together a freshman JV, put the teams together, and they had a scrimmage North against South. And it was on Veterans Day. And I thought, that should be an annual thing because the regular season's over. and it's freshman and JV, they don't go to playoffs. Like, yeah, that could be anything, and you could have police and fire supporting one of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chief Howard would support North because that's where he went.
We have a number of local graduates. I believe we're up to 7 graduates from Waukesha North. We've got 3 graduates from West, and in the history of the department, obviously with South being the longest standing high school in our community,
yeah,
we've got quite a few not only active members from South, but also retirees.
That's cool. Nice. That's a great tradition. You know, now you grew up in Manitowoc.
Yes.
You have been with the Waukesha Fire Department for 18 years. Did I get that right?
Yes.
And you're one of these guys. There's a lot of guys, John, you may not be aware, but we got a lot of, like, long-serving employees here with Waukesha. Like, this is what they were like. Mike Talaskin Parks, 30-plus years. Knew he wanted to do trees. He's a forestry supervisor.
Okay.
Mary Berg and part long, a very long-standing, and I'm sure, and it's the same in police and fire. And Joe's another great example. But unlike a lot of us that majored in one thing in college and, you know, have gone, like myself, you know, gone through 3 or 4 different career changes, Joe's always wanted to be a firefighter, and he went to college. Where'd you go to college again?
Went to Eastern Kentucky University down in beautiful Richmond, Kentucky.
The
Colonels,
yeah.
Yes. Spent 4 great years down there. Beautiful area.
Great program for fire.
Great program for fire and safety. My father always got me involved in the fire service. He was a volunteer fire chief.
Okay.
Thought it was a great place, a great thing, and fell in love with it and spent the rest of my life here.
Sounds great. All right. Hey, we're going to go pay some bills right now, but we'll be back with Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman, and we're also going to talk about some other Waukesha news and some really neat things here at the Farmers Market. You really should be here. Stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Talk about it. Down Georgia Street Arcade, where the poor children play, charity to help them make their day. For me, I was once their age, once I was young, but I know I had my family to fall back on. Give it up, charity.